We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning today to Isaiah chapter 32. You'll find it if you're using the Pew Bible on page 753. Now, Isaiah is looking forward to two great events. One of them is the coming of the Messiah. And we have a number of prophecies of the birth of Jesus, the coming of the true king. Here is one, although it's interesting here, the real focus is on the effects of the rule of the sovereign and of the Redeemer when he comes. There will be justice in society. There will be wisdom. There will be nobility. And he has some choice comments about foolish people and their ungodliness. But the coming of the Messiah will bring soundness. It's a picture of the work of Christ in our age. I think of the Gadarene demoniac when Jesus delivered him from the demons. He was seated at Jesus' feet, properly dressed and in his right mind. It was a picture of the restoration of the whole man and even of the church community. Isaiah foretells this, but there's a second event coming. He certainly talks about this very much, and that is the Babylonian exile. That the old covenant had been broken and in idolatry, and the people would be carted off. His rhetorical device this time is to call upon the complacent women, starting in verse 9, those who are worldly and not interested in spiritual things. And he describes the devastation of the countryside. Isaiah will often describe the spiritual condition in terms of an agricultural setting. Here the vineyards will be gone. The fields will not bear fruit. And the city will be empty. It's the destruction of Jerusalem. But then in verse 15, he says the hope is that then the day will come when the Spirit is poured upon us from high. And then he wonderfully depicts the restoration of nature. It's a picture of Jesus pouring out his Spirit upon the church after he has ascended into heaven, and the blessings of those who live in the liberty of his peace. Well, it's the time that we live in that Isaiah was looking forward to. And we, therefore, should be experiencing the peace that flows from the righteousness of Christ. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. Each will be like a hiding place from the wind, a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will give attention. The heart of the hasty will understand and know, and the tongue of the stammerers will hasten to speak distinctly. The fool will no longer be called noble, nor the scoundrel said to be honorable. For the fool speaks folly, and his heart is busy with iniquity, to practice ungodliness, to utter error concerning the Lord, to leave the craving of the hungry unsatisfied, and to deprive the thirsty of drink. As for the scoundrel, his devices are evil. He plans wicked schemes to ruin the poor with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is right. But he who is noble plans noble things, and on noble things he stands. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. In little more than a year you will shudder, you complacent women. For the grape harvest fails, the fruit harvest will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Shudder, you complacent ones. Strip and make yourselves bare, and tie sackcloth around your waist. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. For the soil of my people growing up in thorns and briars, yes, for all the joyous houses in the exultant city. For the palace is forsaken, the populous city is deserted, the hill and the watchtower will become dens forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is deemed a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the fruitful field. The effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever. My people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. And it will hail when the forest falls down, and the city will be utterly laid low. Happy are you who sow beside all waters, who let the feet of the ox and the donkey range free. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.